16A, staff reports. Gail, are there any staff reports?
Yes, I was just going to mention briefly, as we wrap up 2020, I wanted to once again acknowledge all of staff's hard work this year as we've been working remotely for the majority of our tasks, and just all of the hard work and dedication and commitment, as well as flexibility in these challenging times. And also to thank the board for their flexibility in doing these virtual meetings and using the platform that we have them. So I just wanted to mention that. Thank you.
Thank you, Gail. And I saw that Scott dropped off and Harvey did not come back from closed session. So on to 16C, trustee comments. Last chance for the year for trustee comments.
Yeah, I think Gail's comments are well chosen, but hate to have it left as sort of patting herself on the back. As one of board members, I think I speak for the rest of the board, this has been a remarkably challenging year. The staff has done a terrific job of providing what we certainly consider to be an essential service. And working from home and periodically at the new building, which we may see again sometime, shows just how professional, creative, and thorough these folks can be. And I think we're all proud of them. So we thank them for a remarkable 2020.
Well said, Jerry. Any other trustee comments? Okay, I have just two items. First, I'll ask that, so going out either later today or, you know, tomorrow at the latest, will be an email with Gail's accomplishments. And it's the standard review form we've been following the last few years. So there's space for trustees to give written feedback on what Gail's accomplished in several key areas. And there's a numeric score to be given. And then the review committee will compile all this, and it'll be the basis for our annual review. Gail's actually waited very patiently for this, as you know, what was supposed to be a two-week event has stretched into 9+ months. So if trustees could take a look at that, and perhaps over the weekend, complete those and return them to my email address, which will be given to you, I'd certainly appreciate it. And then finally, you know, just echoing Jerry's sentiment, I mean, fantastic job done by all of staff. As someone whose staff in his other life, I know how difficult this has been. Anyone who thinks this is somehow a treat or what have you is sorely mistaken. And we recognize the sacrifices that everyone's making to make sure our core jobs get done. So thank you to all, and I hope everyone has a happy holiday season and a nice, safe new year. So with that, we'll consider this meeting and adjourned, and good riddance to 2020. Take care, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See you all in the next year.
Indeed.